Look, up in the sky, a superstar from days gone by. Let's have a closer squiz at what it is. As Professor Julian Ross gropes the scope and goes a-gazing at the stars.
Kevin Murray destined to play at Fitzroy. His father Dan, 19th man in the Maroons' last premiership of 1944. Muzza began his footy career at 14 years of age with Fitzroy United. Natural as gum trees, he would join the Brunswick Street League Club. 1955, senior debut at 16. Clever defender, best as attacking ruck rover. Judgment, flawless. Ground game, brilliant. His kicking style, not copybook, but hit the target like Robin Hood's arrows. Won his first best and fairest, aged 18, in 1956. Won another eight. Len Smith, senior coach from 1958. Fitzroy finished the season third on the ladder. Played North in the first semi, minus KM, who had busted his cheekbone in a late home and away round. The Lions lost only by 4 points. Coach Smith, an innovator, brought out the best in Kevin Murray. Handball to players in space. The running game. Murray, famous for consistency. 106 games in a row. Captain coach, 1963 and 1964. 1965, accepted playing coach position with East Perth. Business and family reasons. Skipper WA in the 1966 Carnival. 1967, back to the Lions. Found his best form as if nothing had changed. Rebounded from set half back. Set up goals for forwards. After finishing top three in Brownlow counts, achieved the top individual honour in 1969. Then oldest winner at 31. A chronic back injury supported by a lace-up brace. Kept playing another 5 seasons as majestic skills declined, got by on guile and courage. Finished his league career with 333 games. Then Coach Sandringham in the VFA. Much later, Super Rules until the ripe age of 52. Longevity in football, helped by outdoor work as a scaffolder. Kevin Murray, living national treasure.
Oh, thanks, Julian. And joining us online now, it gives us great pleasure to welcome to the Could Have Been Champions, Kevin Murray. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Is that you, Greg?
It's Jeff here, but Greg's right here.
Yes. Good, Jeff. God, thank Julian for that. He's given me a decent rap there.
Well, you sort of earned it, Kevin. Over 20 seasons at the highest level, if we count the 2 seasons in Perth, which I think in the modern day we would. People are saying people like Michael Gardner and Ben Cousins ought to be giving it away at 31. You kept playing till you were 36.
Yeah, I was fortunate there, though, Jeff, because working as a scaffolder, as Julian mentioned, it kept you pretty hard in the body, and once you got used to that sort of work, it toughened you up because you're out in all the elements, and it's taught you a bit of self-discipline to overcome your injuries.
And speaking of which, Kevin, did you get up in the scaff with your back brace on as well?
Oh, yeah, sometimes when you'd injured your back and you were taking a while to recover from it, you had to wear the brace to make sure it was still strong, because I fractured a vertebra in it in 1975, and when I was at Sandringham, and so once I was off work for 4 months there, I had to keep wearing the back brace till I got strong again.
You played at Fitzroy in a back brace, though, too, didn't you, Kev? Was that a kidney guard sort of thing?
No, it was just, but I used to have a bad back problem for a number of years. I played my last 10 years here with a back brace on, yeah, at Fitzroy and East Perth.
Didn't slow you down?
I did, yeah. At times when you fell heavily and you went in and cooled down at half time, you knew the difference when you come out after half time. You'd sort of fumble the ball a little bit. You couldn't get down as good, you know?
Yeah, now, Kevin, going back to your early days at Fitzroy, and of course Bill Stephen was your first coach, but then along came Len Smith. A lot of people probably don't know a lot about Len compared to Norm, but he was considered a great innovator in the game, wasn't he? What sort of a coach was he?
I was a great teacher. I mean, Norm was a rough and tumble sort of bloke who was a fantastic coach, but if you didn't do as you're told, he'd bash you. But Len was completely different to him. He was sort of a quiet sort of man, more like a school teacher type of fellow, but he had a very, very shrewd brain on football and often offered out foxed his brother when we played them, you know. But I was lucky to be able to train under him when he was coaching the thirds from the time I was 13. Because he let me train there, and I never got a game for a couple of years, but by gee, it did help me.
Kevin, we gather that the father-son rule was brought in because of your the fact that you were zoned to Collingwood, but your father had been a Fitzroy legend. So you could have had your whole career at Collingwood if not for that rule?
Well, I used to play on their ground as a schoolboy. I've got a certificate. Master Kevin Murray played before the Premiership Games at Victoria Park in 1949. And Father Brosnan, the late Father Brosnan, was our coach at St Joseph's in Collingwood, the primary school. But I might have got a game at Collingwood, but I was very, very fortunate to be able to cross the Fitzroy with my brothers Ron and Dan under the father and son rule. I don't think we were the first. I think Barras and a few before us come under that.
Yeah. Was it a matter of which side of High Street you lived on? If you lived on one side, you were Fitzroy, and the other side, you were Collingwood?
Well, we used to live in Westgar Street, Fitzroy, and that we shifted down to Collingwood, the same street. But once we crossed Smith Street, we're into the Collingwood territory, and we were in the same street, but it was a different name called Mather Street. So we were zoned to Collingwood. But because of the father and son rule, because in those days you only had to play 50 games, I think it's 100 now, but we were fortunate to be able to join Fitzroy.
Did the zoning police go around with their pads and painting stripes around the suburbs?
All the recruiting club people from the various clubs, they were well up to that. They were right under that, making sure that you you didn't sort of go and live at your auntie's place so you could play for Carlton or for Collingwood, you know.
Kevin, your senior career spanned so many changes in football. When you first played for Fitzroy, there was no television in Australia. And by the time you finished in 1974, there are not just the shape of football, but really the whole shape of the way we lived had changed.
Yes, it's amazing how things had changed. You never would have dreamt the way it had gone. I mean, there was no money in football in those days. Not that it worried us, or not that it worried us, because we sort of just wanted to play for your club. I mean, I always remember my father telling me that, they've got 30 bob a game. And that 30 bob helped pay the rent and helped feed your kids. Mm. So they fought hard to keep in the team. I mean, I was very, very lucky to get the opportunity to play at 16. It's just that I wasn't doing well in the thirds, and the seconds were short one day, and I played in the seconds on a very good Geelong footballer that had played in for a number of years called Terry Fulton. And I played on the wing on Terry, and I happened to perform all right. So from then on, I just had a bit of luck went my way, and gradually, as you gained a little bit of experience, you gained confidence, and then you knuckle down.
Hey, Kevin, it's Ian Cover here talking to you from down at Geelong. You just mentioned Terry Fulton. He's actively involved with the past players down here, so you'll be thrilled to have heard the mention. Just thinking, while we're talking about the old days, it's 40 years ago next week that man first stepped on the moon. We were sent home from school so we could watch it. Were you given the night off training so you could watch it?
No, not really. But it was a unique occasion, no doubt about that. No one can believe what went on from one extreme to the other. And you mentioned earlier, I think Jeff mentioned earlier about the changes in things. Like just recently, I helped. We buried my first mother-in-law, and they were very good to me, Peter Taylor and Gwen Taylor. He died 5 years earlier, but between the two of them, they were on this earth for 197 years. So you can imagine the changes they've seen in the world from those years to just recently.
It's extraordinary. 1969 saw the moon landing and your Brownlow medal, Kevin.
Yes, yeah, well, when I was at the MCG and had to receive it from the governor, and my father asked me to wear a long sleeve jumper to hide my tattoos before I was. So I got abused by the Fitzroy supporters later for wearing a long sleeve jumper, but I gave the longest speech of all time because I knew one thing: I wouldn't be back there again.
And you spoke of your tattoos. You've set the agenda there, because there's a lot more tattoos now in the game than when you were playing. What did Father Brosnan make of your tattoos when he was coaching you at primary school, Kevin?
Well, actually, I didn't have them then, because I left school when I was 13.
Oh, yes.
And I got some tattoos when I was 14, and tidings from my father. And I finished up after having three tattoos on my arms. I finally got one on my back, and Dad used to come and watch us sometimes at training at the thirds, and of course he'd wait to take you home after having a shower, and I used to walk out facing him and then turn it around at an angle so he couldn't see it on my back.
Yeah, he went on to be vice president of Fitzroy, didn't he, your dad, Dan?
Yes, he was a committeeman, a selector, and him and Titch Edwards started the Fitzroy Pass Players, which is still one of the strongest pass players in the leagues.
Also, I mean, earlier in your career, of course, Fitzroy did have a bit of success because you had so many terrific players around you, but later on, the success sort of drifted away. But you did play many, many games for Victoria during those games, and they must have been highlights of your career.
Oh, yes, that was fantastic to be able to play with Teddy Whitten and Bobby Skilton and Johnny Schultz and Johnny James, Graham Arthur, Alan Aylett, out in that, Ron Barassi, you know. The thing about it was, playing for Victoria, was that you come back a better player, playing with all these players. I always remember when I first made the state side at 18, and I went down to the MCG to train, and I didn't feel like going into the rooms because you just felt a bit inferior to these blokes you're going to go and train with. But as soon as I got in the door, Teddy grabbed you by the hand and introduced you right around. Then you went out at the oval and you found that they fumbled the ball too. They miskicked the ball. They made mistakes same as you did, you know. But I can honestly tell you now, a lot of us had played a lot of games would never have played those games only through having mixed with Teddy Whitten and learned from him.
Mm. He was a tough character. You had many tough adversaries over your career, Kevin. I grew up following Geelong, and you seem to be always at loggerheads with Billy Goggin when you played down there at Cadinia Park.
But I know I could never catch him.
He was fleet of foot, wasn't he? But when you caught up with him, I think Bill knew about it.
Yeah. Had a couple of run-ins with late Jeff Rosenau, with nice fellow. All those blokes, I mean, no matter, I had a decent punch-up with Albert Mantello in 58, and, you know, all those blokes are just playing for their club and would do anything, but you have a drink with them afterwards, and you're not the best of friends, but if he's done you on that day, you can return it the next time.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose we can't go without asking you about what your allegiances are these days. Do you follow the Lions, and are you involved with the past players in the Lions Footy Club?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I sort of help them get started. Spoke on their behalf because we didn't have any future. We were broke. We lost most of our good players, and we had no home. So I spoke on behalf of the Brisbane Lions, you know, the Fitzroy Footy Club and the Bears, and they flew me up to help present their first ever team that played for the Brisbane Lions, to present the jumpers to them on the Thursday night. And then at the end of the season, they named their best and fairest medal after Roger Merritt and I. So I go up every year to help present it. So, and they gave Roger one and me one with a framed photo of ourselves with a replica medal. So, but they've resurrected Fitzroy, the Brisbane Lions. I mean, nothing against North Melbourne. They're a mighty club, and we look like we're going to be joining them. But I'm glad that we didn't join them, because we have now got Fitzroy back on map again, on the map again, mainly because of the success of the Brisbane Lions. Mm. They've worked hard too, and it's great because, you know, like, our club has been around a long time, and we were one of the only ones to fold, you know.
And I think it's testament to your powers, Kevin, that a lot of people who said, well, that's it, I'm not interested in the other club, I was Fitzroy and that's it. When you embraced the change, you swayed opinion. A lot of people then decided, look, if it's all right for Bulldog, it's all right for me.
Yeah, well, even Martin Pike said that when they won their first premiership on the Sunday at the Fitzroy ground. I won't say what he said because he'd had a few sherbets. But he expressed that same thing, you know. But there were 7,000 people there that day on the Sunday when they won their first premiership. But they have resurrected Fitzroy, and they've given us some great pleasure, you know, with the players that have played there, you know, with Vossie and Acker and Simon Black and Lynchy and Darryl White, all those blokes, you know. We're fortunate to have seen them win three premierships. I doubt it'll ever be done again.
Yeah, it's a big ask. And seeing fellas like those ones, you know, wearing the Fitzroy jumper is a terrific thing, Kevin. And you'll be back at Brunswick Street in the next couple of weeks for the reopening of the grandstand?
Yes, I'll be back there. It was lovely to see a game there just recently. It's the first game since August 1966 when Fitzroy played Paran in the VAFA. And Fitzroy are the only team that have been in the VFA, the VFL, the AFL and the VAFA. And they were playing Paran that day, and my father had actually played for Paran too, and so had my uncle, so it was a unique day. But I'll be back there for the opening of that grandstand, yes.
Terrific. I hope to see you there that day, Kevin. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be invited to say hello to your listeners. And, you know, a lot of I'm very fortunate that the players and the coaches that helped me and the supporters helped me win that Brownlow medal, believe me.
Kevin Murray, thank you.